everyone. Welcome to my podcast, The Go Sander Podcast with Minsu Go. Today is, we are in Korea, beautiful, beautiful weather, and I am back here with Kurt. For you guys know Kurt. For those who do not know, you have to listen to the previous episode, right?
Yeah, I can't believe I'm back.
Yeah,
I must
right.
have gotten lucky.
Right.
We're walking in the park near where I first interviewed you for my local radio show.
Oh, that is right. And it is one of, it's right next to the World Cup Stadium, and very, very nice. So this weather is one of the best season in Korea, and unfortunately, it's getting shorter and shorter. So now probably like this weather like this, maybe 2 weeks and 3 weeks, and
well,
then it's going to get cold.
Yeah, through most of October. I mean, October, if anybody in your global listener group is thinking about visiting Korea, October is the month to do it.
October is amazing. I love it. The sun is still like warm and hot under the sun, but the breeze is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So it reminds me of like California weather.
Yeah.
So like I've been wanting to live in California for a while just because the weather, and it's amazing. It's awesome.
Yeah. And you know what happens is kind of like my hometown region of New England.
New England.
The leaves, you know, Massachusetts,
yeah.
Northeast.
Patchit. No?
Patchit?
Patchit? No?
What is that? I don't know. Okay.
The football. Football team. Patriots?
Oh, no. Patriots.
Patriots,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah, Patriots. The world champion of England.
Yeah,
Patriots.
I was actually Patriots fans when they actually won. They won, right? Like 2 years ago?
Yeah, and they won last year. They came
last
back
year too. Oh.
In an amazing upset victory last year. It was
just
unbelievable.
Just for the record, like my ex-boyfriend, like he was so into, what is it, the football, and then that's how I got into football. But then once, like, okay, I hate you, I don't watch football anymore. You know? That's my
story. The football and the boyfriend went hand in hand, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, but similar to that region, what happens here in Korea is that the leaves start to change colors, and it becomes like a beautiful quilt outside.
Yeah, so it is the best time to hiking as well. Like, if you go to the mountain, all the leaves are changing, the colors are so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have a plan, actually. Actually, next Monday, I'm going to take my sister and my mom and to go to a little hike and eat good food. So I'm really excited about it.
Koreans have a real hiking culture.
Oh, man,
I think it's kind of one of the best ways that they stay fit is by hiking and getting into the mountains.
Definitely, yeah.
What are we going to talk about today?
So today, what are you talking about today?
Well, just before we pressed record, we were having a free-form discussion, and you kind of took us in a direction of beginnings. Beginnings and obstacles, I think, is what we worked out as the theme.
Right.
And I think, go ahead.
Actually, because I'm actually working on my workout program, you know, so finally I've been doing like YouTubes, and then I thought that I have to find a better way to help other people, which creating this step-by-step workout and nutrition they can follow, right? So I was thinking about it, but to make this program work, I really have to understand like why they are struggling about, you know, what makes them stop from like living fit, healthy lifestyle, because I'm doing it and I've been doing it for a while and I understand it, but it is really important for me to understand like what their quotation like excuses are. So I wanted to know, so that's why I ask you, like, so Kurt, you said you plan on get back in shape. There are so many people like that, right? So because one time, I mean, nobody was fat and from the beginning, so there one time they're fit, feeling the best, and they were just good shape, but then I don't know what happened over the years.
Well, life kind of happens,
what
doesn't
happened?
It, you know?
What happened to you?
Well, I mean, things just get in your way, and you go through emotional ups and downs, and you go through life ups and downs, and to an extent, your schedule and your ability to commit gets changed. And frankly, I think a lot of people, they don't care as much for a while. They just kind of drop things. And so I guess the question for you is, when you achieved all that you did with your, you know, bikini contests and so on, what was your level of intensity? Did you do it slow and gradual, or were you like, you know, did you have to get completely fired up and do it in a short period of time?
Well, when I was getting ready for my competition, it's obviously high intensity, like super high intensity for 4 months. But don't get me wrong that I did not start just competition in the beginning. What I'm saying is I start teaching classes. I start working out by myself. Slowly, I got to close to fitness, you know. I was never just, okay, one day I'm just going to go for my bikini competition, you know. It's not that. So first I went to the gym. I started working out, and then I got into this fitness and then teaching classes, and from there I get to know more about fitness, and there I start, you know, training more, and then I decide to compete. And that point I was going all 100% because I wanted to win the show, you know. So yeah, to answer your questions, my intensity is super high for to prepare the show, but it was not from the day one, you know.
Yeah.
From day one, I was the same thing. Like, I never knew anything about exercise. I didn't even know what bicep is. Can you imagine, like, what's bicep? So.
Well, let's go back to Min Soo Go's beginnings. You said when I talked to you on the radio show here in Seoul that way back, you were not only not a muscle queen, but you were perhaps a little bit on the chubby side. Is that correct?
You mean...
like way back, before you started the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Especially in Korea, I was considered... So it's another, like, two different views. So probably I'm considered, like, small, petite size in
by
the
American
States.
Standards.
Yeah, by American standards. But I was pretty, like, I was a chubby here.
And the social pressure is much higher here, isn't
it? Yeah, so I was more muscular, and then I was, like, bigger and fatter. So... everyone wants to, like, lose weight. Like, they want it to be super tiny, you know, like 0-0 size. And that's what people think that healthy or beautiful. So
you get to the States. You haven't really been training. And how did it all start? Did you walk into a gym or did you meet a fitness person? Or how did this whole journey start for you?
No, actually it started because I started gaining so much weight by eating food from cafeteria. So at the time when I got there, I lived in the dorm, and the dorm came with this plan, meal plan. So you have to eat at the cafeteria. But the problem was the cafeteria, school cafeteria, had really, really, like, low quality food. Like, you know, high in calories, but empty nutrition.
A lot of gravy.
Yeah, like spaghetti. I mean, there are some, like, leaves too, like vegetables, but a lot of, like, bread and hamburgers and, like, pizza, things like that, you know. So I didn't know anything about nutrition. I just ate what they had, and then guess what, I gained like 20 pounds, like, boom. So I didn't look so much bigger than before, but I knew my, like, inner fat is growing, like, my belly got so bigger, and I knew it's all, like, just fat, you know. So I decide, well, this is not really healthy. I really have to do something about it. Well, I can't really change what I eat because I have to go to the cafeteria to eat. So what I should do is, easiest way for me to think of it was, okay, let's work out. You gotta do exercise. So what can I do? Well, let's go to the gym at school. There is a good campus recreations and campus, you know. So I started going to the gym, and first, like, a couple weeks, I guess, I was just on the treadmill or elliptical machines, which is just easy to do, just get on and then just ride. And I was just looking at people who were working out, and so many people were doing, like, weightlifting, you know. And then, even though I didn't know how to do it, I was, like, looking at those people, like, watching people, how they do it, and, like, they're, like, look good, you know? They're, like... and, you know, interesting things, if you go to the gym, half of the people are... most, like, fit people are there. You rarely see, like, fat people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
In,
like,
the weight room.
Yes, yeah. So only, like, who take care of themselves and staying fit, they kept coming. So I do understand there are so high rates of failing. You know, when they're, like, overweight, start coming to the gym maybe first 2 weeks, and then what happened, they just quit, you know? So, anyway, that's how I got started, and I just started watching people first few weeks, and then I got into more, I wanted to do more, and I kind of, well, I guess if I think back then, it is kind of one of my playground. Because, like, I was in Texas. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a car. What are you going to do? You know? Like, you're on campus, living in, like, campus kids, no cars. And all you can do is, like, going to the library, studying, or, like, chill out. And then, for me, the best place to go to was the rec center. At the rec center, you get to meet people, and then you watch people. And I thought that's how I started, you know?
Weightlifter by default. So you were doing free weights, or you were doing machines, or what?
Oh, still back then, I did not know how to do it. So what I did, I start taking group exercise classes.
Okay.
So I really, like, highly recommend for those, oh, I don't know what to do, you know? I don't know what to do, how to do it. Then it's the best way to do is to join the class, because at least you do have an instructor, and then you can, if you are, I mean, when you do take some sort of classes, and you can be consistent, you know? If you're doing by yourself, sometimes, like, you don't go and you do this and that. But taking classes, it's really giving you a good habit. Mm-hmm. So, okay, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'm taking this class. So every 7 p.m. that you're ready for the class and you have no idea what to do, it's okay. You have other people who join you, and then your instructor is gonna teach you. So you may not, like, perfect on doing everything, but it's still okay. You get some, I think it's really good returns by doing so. You enjoy the exercise. I think that's most important things. You have to like working out.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're just like, oh my gosh, like, I saw some people at the gym, they have a book, like muscle book, and mm-hmm. then they just follow, and it's how I don't think he or she can do it for maybe a week. I don't think they mm-hmm. can even do that. I mean, how can you just bring the book, and I only saw them like a couple times and then they're gone, you know what I mean? So my point is, you have to find and do activities that you actually get into, like, oh man, this is fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kept coming to the gym. That's the first thing that you have to do. So because the class was so much fun for me, so I kept coming. And then, oh, I like it.
Is this like one of those sort of body pump type things where there's light weights and they're sort of, you know, doing multiple reps, that kind of class?
There are different classes. So weight training class and like cardio class, dance class, and things like that. So you can actually start with the workout that you like or you maybe like interest the most. But what I ended up, like, once I start with one exercise, I expand, like, okay, so cardio, and then weightlifting, and then yoga, things like that. So I ended up taking all the classes. And then I find, oh, because each exercise, it's fun in different ways, you know. Yoga can be challenging for you, but then I find the benefits of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing with cardio, same thing with weightlifting. I didn't find so much like pleasure doing weightlifting, because I thought it was like boring.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was boring, yeah, to be honest with you. So the most class I enjoyed was like run, like move, and like aerobic classes, you know. Like, especially like Zumba, it's a lot of fun because I love dancing. So that's how I started I started teaching Zumba class after that.
I never knew that. You were mm-hmm. a Zumba teacher.
Yep, I was.
Remind me what Zumba is.
What?
What is Zumba?
Oh, you don't know what Zumba is?
Is it like Taebo, like kicking and stuff?
No. So Zumba is a dance fitness. So they do use Latin dance, like salsa, merengue, and like those, you know, like Latin dance moves.
Oh.
And then they make it like simple as a like exercise. So it's a lot of fun. Even though you don't know how to dance, still okay, because it's not like crazy dance moves.
Zumba. So you must be a good salsa dancer nowadays.
Well, I'm not saying I'm a good salsa dancer, but I just love just dancing itself. Like, so when I hear the music, I can naturally move my body, you know. It's just being natural things, you know. So it doesn't have to be salsa or merengue or hip-hop. Anything that I listen to the music, I just keep moving. Like, you know, I think that's how your body flows, you know, with the music. So that's how I started. Like, I didn't know how. I wanted to start teaching classes, but I didn't know anything about workout, right? So at the time, my boss, Kayla, I asked her, well, I want to teach, but I don't know how to do it. But I can teach dance class. And there was no dance class. And then she told me about Zumba, and that's the closest like dance format. And that's how I knew about Zumba. And then I started taking the class, and it was actually fun. So at the time, I was not really speaking English well, and I had no idea about fitness, but everybody has to start somewhere, mm-hmm. you know? So that's how we got into, like, okay, she trained me, and I put a lot of work, too. Like, I went to all the classes, I recorded, and studying, and memorizing, but mm-hmm. I think it was a lot worth it now, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, everybody's got to start somewhere, and sometimes people have to start again, right? I mean,
right.
I don't know. People look at you probably and they say, I don't know if I can get the intensity to reach that level. So it's a question of how do people get motivated? I guess that's what you're all about, right?
Yeah. So, my questions, again, back to you. What makes you stop from restarting or doing this? Like you told me your goal is to get back in shape, but why haven't you started yet?
I have started.
Okay.
You just haven't noticed.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
When have you started then? Like, when did you start and what's your goals and how do you do it? Are you okay? So
that's
my
what
question
I hope to
is,
find out from you, Minsu.
Oh, have you done it constantly or?
What I'm looking for is this park that we're in. Is mm-hmm. right near my workplace. This is a major factor in my just restarted program.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing. Beautiful.
We're in a beautiful park. Mm-hmm. We're walking by a little creek with lots of bridges and gorgeous trees and lots of quiet paths. In Seoul, that's a wonderful thing to get away from traffic. So I'm going to be running here 3 days a week. And one of the things I'm going to ask you for, either on the microphone or off the microphone, mm-hmm. is to write me like a two or three day split for full body weights. I'm looking for a good program mm-hmm. to bang out, some kind of weight workout in the gym in efficient.
Do you go
time.
To the gym? Or?
I mean,
well, do you
once
go
a
to
year,
the gym?
Like Christmas? No, no, but that's part of the idea.
Okay, so that's why exactly I want to create this program, because there are so many, everybody's like you, Kurt. You're not the only person.
Because, I suspect that's true.
Yeah, it is very true. So and then they have no idea, like they want to start, but the thing is like they don't know what to do and then like how many or how long and all the other factors.
I mean, people know what to do at this point. It's not, mm-hmm. you know, and there's about 2 billion books out there
right.
about what to do.
Right, right, right.
But the question that everybody's trying to get at is how do I commit and stay committed?
Right.
Right? Hmm. Very few people out there can commit to Minsugo level bikini competition training schedules.
Right,
fitness.
Right.
But how do you sensibly and mm-hmm. reasonably work a fitness routine into your life? Hey, have you ever heard of I forget his name. He was recently interviewed on, I know you like Tim Ferriss. He was mm-hmm. on the Tim Ferriss podcast, The Happy Body. His name is Jersey something or other, an Olympic powerlifter.
Uh-huh,
he's got a
yeah.
great book called
mm-hmm,
The Happy
mm-hmm,
Body.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this thing that you do every day. And
right.
I'd like to, I plan to get into doing that. It's like a 30-minute thing.
Mm.
And then that is the baseline.
I see.
And then running and weights and stuff, that's all mm-hmm. on top of that.
Yeah, yeah, totally. So that's what I'm considered. I do tell people all the time, you already know what to do. Like eat clean, eat healthy, and exercise, then you're going to lose weight. But the problem is people don't become like consistency, you know? Like the only way that you can see the result is not one day thing. You know, one day going all like high intensity, it's not going to change anything about you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So what's more important is I always say like workout is not about time. It's about intensity. So whatever you do, your intensity level has to be high. But there is more important than the intensity. That is consistency. So then how we get there, it is you have to start working on your like daily routines or daily habits. So if there are like bad habits that you do, for example, eating a lot of sugar or drinking soda or what else? So anything bad for you, like easy way, if you eat like fast food or if you eat processed food or if you eat something quick, things like that, and you have to change that habit first. So this is more nutrition wise. So I'm talking to you about both sides because at the end of the day, your eating is important, but also your exercise. So what I'm saying to you is you have to change your bad habits, but also you have to add the good habits. Mm. So you can slowly, same thing with your like smoking habit. If somebody wants to stop smoking, they might do like one day stop smoking, but then the day after they smoke again, right? Mm-hmm. And that's not gonna fix the problem. Then how they can change their bad habit, you have to slowly decrease the amount, right? So what you can do, if you have drinking soda 2 per day, then you make it, okay, just 1 per day or like 3 times a week, things like that. Mm-hmm. You have to slowly changing it, cut these bad habits, but plus you have to adding good things. So if you don't drink soda, instead drinking soda, you have to drink something else. The best is like water or some teas, or it can be coffee without, of course, sugar, things like that. Mm-hmm. So that's where I would start. So what I'm saying is progressive. Like you change, you make the change if it's bad and then change it to good. But you have to make sure that it's coming slowly. Same thing with the workout. I can give you like thousands of exercises that I do that you're not going to be able to do it. You know, there are steps to follow. So for me, what I'm creating for my program is it's all body weight, because I do believe that to do lifting or to do weightlifting or anything else, you have to really understand how to control your body first. Mm-hmm. How to move your, you really have to understand your body works, you know, otherwise it doesn't really matter. Like you lift like 100 kilos and things like that. So you have to know just basic moves. It doesn't have to be super complicated, because at the end of the day, it's all the same. So like basic moves like push-ups or squats, lunge,
just those
or
two
hinge.
Things alone, right? Those will change your life, push-ups and squats.
Yeah, that's it. Super easy. So I can tell you, or for those who are listening to this podcast, very simple way. I mean, you don't want to be, you're not going to be bodybuilder, are you?
Your Let's goal see how is this to be works out. Yeah.
If your goal is a bodybuilder, it's another story. But again, even though you want to be bodybuilder, I think it's very important for you to go from step 1 to 3. You know, you cannot run without walking, you know. So that's the best thing. It's very simple. Same thing with everything else. No kids are just running or flying before they start walking. So let's focus on these fundamental moves, fundamental things, the basic things, but important things.
A lot of big mountains here in Korea, and when you're standing at the base of a big mountain and you look all the way up, you feel very intimidated. And that's a good sort of symbol for, I think, how a lot of people feel. They know what to do. They know how long it's going to take them. They say, it's going to be a good year or so before I really show serious results. And they get deflated right there because the road is so long. Right?
You're right. Right.
So the opposite of that seems to be, you know, people who try to get so intense so soon that, you know, they go into the gym like a barbarian for maybe 2 days and then they exhaust themselves. So
definitely,
somewhere in the middle,
yeah,
there's got to be something, right?
Yeah. So when I say it, don't think that you have to get it done. I mean, a lot of people are like, oh, my wedding is in 3 months. And those like specific reasons. Other than that, you really have to just start working out because you are healthy now. Because think about it. Like, think about when you turn 80 years old or even 70. I mean, you don't even have to look for 70 or 60. When you talk to these people 50 years old or 60 years old, some people who do not work out, they start feeling pain all over their body. Mm-hmm. I mean, even me, I've been lifting since 20-something, and now I'm in my 30s, but I start, like, my body is not the same anymore, of course, because you're aging. that's not nobody can really like avoid, you know? Yeah. So how you can actually enjoy your life when you get older, I think that's the bottom line. That's the most important things what we are talking about, exercising or eating healthy. Mm-hmm. I'm not looking into become a champion like when I'm 40. That's not, I don't even intend. I mean, if you want to do it, you can still do it. But my goal for my life is I want to be happy when I get older. To be happy, you want to be definitely healthy. Mm-hmm. So that's my just minimum goals. So that's why I work out, why I clean. So when you think about it, if you are 20s, you might not even listen to my podcast because, well, I'm fine.
I'm like fine. Young and healthy. Yeah, really? I just,
yeah, that's okay. Know,
I was up all night drinking beer and pizza,
oh,
and I still
no
look
problem.
Pretty good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But
and then it goes off a cliff sometime when you're 30-something or other, or whatever
very
it is.
Very soon. I only can tell you because I have experienced. I'm sure you do know, too. But what I'm saying is it's okay even though you are over 30 or 40 or 50. You are still the youngest of your life, you know? Today is the youngest day. So you better start today, now, not tomorrow.
Uh-huh. So you've got the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You're the youngest now that you will ever be for the rest of your life.
Yes.
Is what
so,
you're
saying. So it's very important that you do it when you are not sick. Mm. Like if you start working out when it becomes like problems, then it's really, really a problem. I mean, you can still help, but it's not going to be the same. So sometimes I have to warn people, like, you really have to think about this years ahead of you because you're not going to be the same anymore. You're not always healthy, beautiful, sexy body, you know.
What was the biggest obstacle that you ever faced in your training career? Was it a family incident? Was it a job change? Was it a broken heart? What was it?
Like, what do you mean? Like
the biggest obstacle that landed in your otherwise intense training career. A lot of people, they get fired or their boyfriend, girlfriend dumps them.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I don't care about training. You know, was there anything like that for you?
So more like what, when the moment that I want to like quit or
have
just
you always
moving.
From day one always trained super hard, or has there ever come a time when you lost a competition? I don't know.
Well, it's really hard to say one thing, but actually I start into competition and go crazy because of my relationship issues. So that's like my boyfriend breaking up, things like that. Those things
that's very
really
common. A lot of people do that.
Yeah, got me into fitness. But to answer, I think your question is more if you ever felt like you want to quit in out of the exercise zones. And yes, I have. I felt like because I was pursuing my fitness career and my goal was like I'm doing this. I had a mission to help other people. I'm telling them about my philosophy about fitness and just to help them, you know, to live better life and happier life. So all I was doing is like pushing my fitness dreams or goals. But there are points that like I'm not going anywhere, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like I'm not making money I didn't start doing it to just make money, but still, if you want to live your life, you have to be able to, you know, provide, you know, the minimum for yourself, you know, things like that. And when I felt like what am I doing, like I'm not moving any forward or I don't have any progress and all I do is just working out. So I felt, I just like wanted to just quit things and maybe I have to find something else to do. Like business, because I do have a business background as well. I studied MBA and sometimes like, what are you doing? Like you studied MBA and like now doing like just lifting. So there are times I get super discouraged and feeling like not important, things like that. But I think everybody like going through those times, you're low, but I think you really have to, I mean, as fast as possible, you want to get out of those zones, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Okay, and what's your method, Mintsugo, for getting out of that zone? How do you snap yourself out of it?
Oh, man, I try to stay very positive, you know? I mean, you are the only one who can get out of the zone. You have to really change the mindset.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think about, and when I'm feeling that, I listen to this positive podcast successful people, you know, what they do. And they're like, I'm trying to really stay motivated. And then I keep telling myself, Minsu, you shouldn't do it. Like, no, you can do it. You can do it. I keep telling myself, you have done, like, I just tell myself, you know, you've done good job. You've made this progress. So, I mean, it's not going to be, like, not many people going to just, like, keep telling you what you've done. But I just think about the people that I helped over the years and then reading the, like, comments. Like, Minsu, I was able to get over my blah, blah, blah issues because of you. And I just listen to those little comments, and then I feel like, okay, yeah, I can do this. I can help more people. So it is very hard. At the end of the day, your life is battle between you and yourself, you know? Whatever you do, like exercise or your business, your relationships, anything, the only thing you can change is, like, you can change yourself. Mm. So how can you change yourself? Your mindset, you have to just change the mindset. So if you're, like, thinking negative, then you really have to push it hard yourself.
Mm. Tony Robbins used to say,
yep,
those negative routines, mm-hmm, those negative patterns, subroutines that you run, all of the negative talks, the excuses, and so forth, they're like records in a jukebox. And you got to pull out the record and scratch it up so that you can't play it again.
Yeah.
Break the pattern. Destroy,
yeah,
the pattern.
Yeah.
And sometimes it takes, you know, some kind of extreme action to do that. Like you say, you listen to podcasts. Maybe you need to go, mm-hmm, take a trip or something. I'm going to, yeah, ask you in the next episode which podcasts you listen to. So we'll give your listeners,
oh, yeah,
some,
yeah,
specific,
yeah,
recommendations. And we'll do some more on how Minsu Go breaks out of her stagnant times.
All right, this sounds amazing. We'll talk about it. So stay tuned for the next episode. And thank you again, Kurt, for coming to my podcast.
Yeah, I'm wishing Joey well. I hope he gets better from his injury. And it's a pleasure to fill in. And it's a real pleasure to walk out in the park with you.
Yeah, definitely. So, well, you guys, if you're listening to the podcast, make sure you start today. Don't wait for tomorrow, next week, or after holidays. No, it is a day. It's okay. Even though you fail doing it after a week or so, it's okay. You start doing it and keep doing it. Once you realize you fail, next day you start again. The next day, start again. So eventually you become consistency of doing good things. And by the time you know it, then you'll stay fit and healthy. So, okay, well, thanks for listening, and like, subscribe, and leave a comment below if you have any questions. And I'll see you in the next episode. Stay active and be happy. Bye.
Hello there, Joey here once more. Before you head off, just want to say a very big thank you for listening to The Gold Standard with Minsu Go. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a comment on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or whatever medium you use yourself. We really appreciate it, and it does help get the word out. All right, cheers.